Hello, welcome to the May episode of Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, also known as Lulu Lawrence, and this podcast is where I talk about all the fics I've read and what I enjoyed about them. You can find me on Tumblr and 803 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as Lulu Lawrence 1D, and on Ko-fi at www.ko-fi.com/Lulu Lawrence. In May, I was able to read 12 fics, keep up with 2 whips, and I also posted a fic of my own. I was pretty focused on those whips in addition to another longer fic that I actually did not finish until the month of June. So that'll be included in my June list, but most of what I read here because of that were actually shorter fics. And if you know anything about me, then you know that I actually really love short fics as well, because of all the different ways that authors can choose to use the smaller word count to still make the characters and settings really come alive. I am really pumped to highlight some of these shorter ones for you in this episode, plus, you know, a couple of longer ones to mix things up, and then also talk about those whips and hopefully inspire you to give all of them a read if you haven't already. So the first fic that I read during the month of May was called Portrait of a Vampire, and it was by an anonymous, and it's about 7,000 words long, it is not rated, and the pairing was Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Louis goes on a search to find out what he looks like. So this fic, it was so interesting. It was a really interesting world that it kind of took place in, because it's Vampire Louis, and in this world, vampires, I mean, they weren't exactly accepted, but they were definitely more accepted than they were more accepted than what you generally find, I think, in a lot of, like, published fiction and lore. It was basically, there were certain places where they were a lot more openly welcomed, I guess you would say, and others where they weren't. So he was kind of hiding, but kind of not at the same time. But all that to say, he, like, was leaving home and traveling halfway across the world, all to find this very specific artist who goes by a very specific cover name. And all because he wanted them to do his portrait. He didn't really know what he looked like because he couldn't see his reflection in anything, and so he couldn't look in a mirror. And so he wanted this really great portrait painter to do his portrait because he knew he could trust the way that they painted him and that he would then finally know really what he looked like. And it was just such an interesting premise, but also just like the way with which it was written when he met the portrait painter and how he came to, like, you know, be in contact with them. And how, like, Liam, who is one of his closest and dearest friends, like, didn't even really believe that he had a chance for it. It was just really fascinating, the whole thing. And I really liked it. It was one of those things where the Lilo friendship was really lovely. And then kind of the relationship with Harry. It was really nice to read it and just feel like it was so fresh and so new. Like, a lot of the concepts that they wrote about here and the way that they kind of handled it and approached it, I thought that it was just really unique and really interesting, and I really enjoyed myself. The next fic that I read is called You Fit Me Better by Herschel Sue on Tumblr and Docklands on AO3. The fic is about 4,000 words long, it is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Louis moves back to Cheshire with no prospects and lacking a laundry machine for his apartment. At the laundromat, he meets Harry, a meddlesome alpha who smells divinely enough to ease his anxiety. When Louis goes back home, he finds out he switched clothing with Harry, meaning he needs to meet him again to give it back. So, with this, it's ABO Dynamics, it's Alpha Harry Omega Louis, and, like, literally the entire fic revolves around laundry. In both meanings of the word. I don't know if that's a joke that I can make anymore because there's so many new people in the fandom, and I'm not sure if that's like an interview or a GIF set or whatever that is widely circulated enough that everybody knows it. But anyway, it has a lot to do with laundry. We'll just say that. And it's really fascinating because, like, scenting obviously plays a part in it, and, like, what part, like how much scenting is kind of deemed appropriate versus inappropriate, and Louis and his discomfort around alphas, and kind of, not knowing who to trust or, who he can feel comfortable around. And Harry, this unknown alpha, just makes him feel comfortable the entire time. He helps ease his anxiety. And Louis is both like grateful but also not for that. And it's just fascinating. But like, it's only 4,000 words, and it's just really great because it's this really quick jump into this Strangers with Lovers fic, where Strangers to Lovers fic, and it's like got the smut, it's got the meet cute, it's got the kind of like not being sure about each other, and then the mix up with the laundry and needing to return it to each other, and just all of that pulled together into one nice little package. And so it was just a really nice quick read, but it had a little bit of everything in there, so it was just really enjoyable. The next fic that I read is called She's Never Been One to Stay at Home by Become a Windy Bird on Tumblr and Crooked Ween on AO3. This fic is about 3,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry Styles is the daughter of the governor in Port Royal. Is that pronounced Port Royal or Port Royal? Anyway, sorry. Harry Styles is the daughter of the governor in Port Royal, and a mysterious band of pirates is terrorizing the town. I never really thought about the pronunciation of it until I'm like having to read it out loud now, so I apologize for that. Anyway, this is a Girl Direction fic. It's got pirates, and it's got cross-dressing, and it's historical, and it's kind of based on Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, it's got, the influences, and you can definitely see that in there. There's arranged marriage, and there's kidnapping, and lady pirates, and it's just so good, you guys. It's got everything. Like, it was one of those fics where once I got to the end of it, I was just like, this is literally everything I've ever wanted from a Girl Direction fic. How have I not read this before? This fic is a while, it's at least a couple years old. It's so good, though. So good. I think, and I'm not positive, but I think that I also listened to this as a podcast. I think it was by the, oh, Podfic Pals. And so definitely check it out there if that is the case. I'm pretty sure that is. But it was just a really great fic, and it was a lot of fun. And it's just the way that the piracy aspect was all handled and the kidnapping and everything, it was just like, it was just so good. It was one of those where you were like, everything that you wish could happen in pirate movies, like, this is the way I wish it would play out. It plays out that way in this fic. It's wonderful. So good. The next fic that I read is called We'll Call This What You Like by Tomocat on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 9,000 words long. It's rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry and Louis rely on each other for scratching the itch, but Harry's starting to want more than just some temporary fix. So this fic I think was for the Wendy Song Fest, I think is what that fest is called. I need to look into it more, honestly, because I've read a few of the fics from it lately, and they're all just really great. This is Girl Direction. It's Friends with Benefits, which I am a sucker for Friends with Benefits fics. They're because it is Friends with Benefits. It features lots of pining, lots of mutual pining, and some idiots with lovers, kind of friends to lovers. It's just, everything that you would expect from a Friends with Benefits fic, which is why I love them so much. But it's also got some really, really great woman-loving women's smut in there. All right. So for all of you who need that in your life and you're looking for some more, this is a great place to start with that. The fic was just like, it was really great. It was really cute. It was so silly. It was so funny. Like, I'm pretty sure that what I said in my comment was basically like, you took every single thing from my favorite, like, you took everything from my favorites list about like all of my favorite tropes and like, the favorite little details about friends to lovers fics, and you just threw it all into this one fic and somehow managed to contain it to 9,000 words. Like, it feels like magic, honestly, but it also feels like this fic was kind of written for me. So I'll accept it as a gift, even though it wasn't. But if you're into Girl Direction at all, this just, it was such a good read. It was a really great one and a lot of fun. And there's this one dick at the bar in this one scene, and the way that the two of them handled it was just like chef's kiss. So good. The next fic that I read was called Us Two by Wadey-Wilson on Tumblr and Wadey_Wilson on AO3. It's about 4,000 words long. It is rated G and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, can you tell a story? A story? Yeah. About what? I don't know. Something nice. Something nice, huh? All right. Have you ever heard of, let's say, the making of our universe? Like dinosaurs? No, before that. Let's say, how about out of an incredible explosion, galaxies were born, and about how our little world began to spin, about the sun, the center of our system, and about the Earth's night guardian, the moon. So this fic was incredible. Like, it was so different with the narrative style and the way that it's laid out and the way that it's told. Like, I know that you couldn't see it because you could just hear me reading, but the summary even is written in the way that the first half of the fic is written, which is, it's very back and forth and very, it's all dialogue based, but like the way that it's like physically laid out makes it so that it's a visual experience, and the storytelling in that, like, it's just, it's so beautiful, and like it's got a real rhythm to it. It almost flows in a lilting way. And then you get to the end of this kind of bedtime story part where like he kind of breaks out of it and he has to actually, you know, like the girls are asleep and he has to leave the room. And it's like you're back to reality, and it's told in a more traditional storytelling sense. And so it's fascinating because it takes you into this whole other world, and it feels like it while you're reading it because of the way that you almost have to like change the way that you're taking in the information because of the way that it's written. And then it's like it screeches to a halt and you're back to reality when it throws you into the more traditional storytelling. And so it feels like you have to like regain your bearings, and it's kind of like how you feel when you're starting to fall asleep and things are all a little hazy and then you have to like wake up again. That's exactly the feeling of the story, and it works so perfectly since he was telling a bedtime story to the kids. So it's clearly a kid fic. It deals with mythology a little bit because of the bedtime story that's told, and it's really beautiful the way that there's this story within a story, but at the same time it's all real. It's just that it's told super symbolically by incorporating the mythology. And the relationship that you can so clearly feel between Harry and Louis at the end of the fic as they're just discussing it all, like, it's just, it's so solid and so sweet. And, like, I cannot say enough about this fic. It's only 4,000 words long, which is just mind-boggling. But, like, it was just so beautiful, and it was just so effective the way that this narrative style was used and the way that all the information is laid out, that like at the end when it all came together for me, like it touched me so much that I did shed a few tears. Like, it was just really beautiful and really wonderful, and I just want everyone to go out and read it so that like you can see and experience the way that they used the style of writing for it. I really, really loved it. The next fic that I read was called Cake Date by Sada Veneeran on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 3,000 words long. It is rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Louis is raising money for a bake sale. Harry wants to help. So this fic is just like a pure fluff. It's soccer coach Louis and baker Harry, and there's just so much flirting, and there's fluff and handjobs and cake. I mean, like, what more do you want, right? It is just the perfectly sweet and cute and fun fic, and it just makes you feel good. And it's just a short, happy read, and it's just, it's really lovely, and it's just one of those that's, you know, it just fits perfectly into the little bit of fluff that you might need in your life. The next fic that I read is called About Bloody Time by Miss You, Always You. The fic is about 2,000 words long. It is not rated, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry has a massive crush on Louis, so when he gets the tour bus to himself, he reads Larry Smut and gets off. It's great until Louis comes back mid-wink and finds out what Harry reads to get him so hot and bothered. Louis may or may not do the same thing. So this week is canon compliant, and there's just all this pining. And it's all about like reading fic on AO3 about themselves. And so it's friends to lovers, and there's smut, and it's just one of those fics that feels so perfectly nostalgic as you read it. Like, it feels like they took all of our silly headcanons from like back while the band was running, and like we were talking about like how funny it would be, like, this is Harry writing his own fic and this is Louis writing his fic or whatever, you know, that we used to joke around about. I feel like they kind of took all that kind of vibe and that kind of feeling and they just wrote it into a fic, and it's just so much fun. And then it ended in some smut, and so it was just a fun read, and it was just it was one of those that made me feel like I just really truly missed the days where the band was together. I don't know that I feel that way all that much. Like, I miss the band, but I don't know that I miss the time of life and the craziness of my life while they were together as a band, if that makes sense. But it kind of made me miss it reading this fic. Like, the vibe that it had was just really wonderful and really fun. The next fic that I read is The Only Pain and Pleasure is the Pleasure of the Pain by Lane Fair on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 11,000 words long, it is rated explicit, and the pairing is Zane and Liam. The summary reads, Liam had followed in Zanity, an artist's Instagram, for ages. Not only was the artist incredibly talented, his voice poured over Liam like warm honey on a winter's night, and his hands were the stuff Liam's wank dreams were made of. However, having Zane unexpectedly arrive as the newest artist at his best friend's tattoo shop brought Liam's fantasies and reality a little too close for comfort. Zane Malik met his boss's friend on his first day at Fine Line Tattoos and felt an instant attraction. Unfortunately, given Liam's unwillingness to even hold a conversation with him, Zane was certain the feelings weren't reciprocal. Or were they? When Liam's new tattoo design falls outside the scope of Tomo's talent and he recommends Zane to it, Liam reluctantly agrees. Surely he could manage to spend hours in Zane's company without revealing his biggest secret, right? Right? This fic, let me tell you guys. Okay, so just quick layout in addition to everything that you've already learned. So, like, it's tattoo artist and kind of co-shop owner, Zane. I mean, they kind of refer to each other as like partners, because they both are pretty solidly there. And then tattoo artist and shop owner, Louis. Liam is hella rich. There's a lot of Lilo friendship and then like Zooey friendship as well, because it's kind of dual point of view. Actually, I think we get Zane's point of view too. I think we get three different points of view in this fic, and it's wonderful. It's just so great. So there's like matchmaker Louis going on, and he is just absolutely chaotic. Like, I cannot even explain to you. It's just so funny. And then there's all this pining, and it's mutual pining. And then there's some pain kink and smut, and that smut is like semi-public because it's in like the closed tattoo shop, but like, yeah, anyway, it's if you know anything about Lane's writing, it is absolutely hot. But also, it's an incredibly great story. Like, the way that it is written, it is just so funny. And the banter and the, like, embarrassment and humiliation and attempts at flirting and just, like, thinking it's absolutely, like, not happening. It's just, there's just so much good about this fic. It is wonderful. And I just, oh man, I loved it. I loved every moment of this fic. It was a really great read. The next fic that I read is called Only Hate the Road When You're Missing Home by Magical Rocket Ships on Tumblr and Sunset Mog on AO3. This fic is about 49,000 words long. It is rated mature and the pairing is Liam and Louis. The summary reads, Louis hasn't seen Liam in 3 years and 7 months. Not that he was counting. It was just that some facts seemed indelibly burnt into his brain and no amount of trying could make them go away. An AU of sorts. So this fic is famous, non-famous, exes to lovers. It's complicated. And I don't want to say too much and give stuff away, but it's uni student Louis, and he is not famous. It's famous Liam. Louis's roommates are Niall and Zane, and they are just wonderful and so supportive the entire time. This fic, it just, Louis is so sad through so much of it, and it makes sense why he's sad, but he blames himself for so much, and only some of it was his fault. But his choices that he made, thinking that he was trying to help, just really made things even worse in a lot of ways for both him and Liam, and just the entire process of like making up and healing, and just like truly healing, you guys. I'm not saying that, and that like, oh, we found each other again, and we worked out our, I figured out the misunderstandings, and now we can, be happy and together again, because we worked past that. Like, not just surface level, but they truly work on healing and working past that. And the amount of hurt comfort in it is just glorious. There's marriage, and there's just so much angst. Like, holy hell, so much angst. If you know anything about Sunset Mog's fics, like, you know that they are so good at angst. And this, like, it's right up there with all the others. I cried a lot reading this fic because just the healing, it was so cathartic, but so hard, and just the sadness and the pain that they were having to relive and really process and really work through. Like, oh, it felt so real and so messy, and I couldn't help it. Like, oh, it hurt so good. But the ending was just so happy because of that. You could see that they had finally gotten to the point where they had truly gotten through it all, and they just made it all better. And it was just, oh, it was just so incredibly perfectly done. I loved it so much, and it was one of those fics where you're like, yes, this is a favorite for sure. If you love Lilo, or if you aren't even sure if you love Lilo, but you're willing to give it a try, definitely give this one a try because it's just so good. The next fic that I read was called, actually, two parts of a series. The series is the Glory Holidays series. I read parts 4 and 5, and that is by Uh-oh dash but dash yeah dash all right on Tumblr, and yeah underscore all right on AO3. Part 4 is called Hallelujah, He Is Jizzin'. Sorry, I'm probably gonna laugh a lot talking about these because I just can't help it. Like, Julian's just brilliant. This part was about 3,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and there are multiple pairings. The pairings are Harry and Louis, Zane and Louis, Liam and Louis, and Niall and Louis. The summary reads: Louis's Easter weekend glory hole special offers a choice, secular or sacrilege. His regulars are game, but Harry has his own Easter celebration in mind. Okay, so if you're not familiar with this series, basically Louis works a glory hole. And the series is just amazing because it takes us through like his holiday specials that he offers. And every holiday it's a different one, and it's always on theme. And he has his regulars that he sees, and it's really interesting kind of learning more about his relationship with these regulars as time goes on, and what he knows about them, even though it's not much. And it's a lot of fun to figure out which is which, and how he can kind of tell them apart and all of that, and kind of the conversations or not conversations that he has with them surrounding these situations. And this Easter weekend one is just, it's just par for the course, really, but like, it's just so great. It's also really fun because we've been kind of building up to Harry and Louis getting into a relationship together, and it's clear by this point that there is established Harry and Louis, which just makes it that much more fun, I think. But yeah, it's just really great because his Easter special, like, I about died laughing. I was laughing so hard, but also, like, it was just really hot the way that it kind of works into everything and the different choices that the guys make regarding which special they want and everything. It's just, oh, it's so much fun. And I just, So love this series. Which brings us to part 5, which is different from the first 4 parts, because this part, which is called Remedon, and is about 786 words. Actually, I guess it's exactly 786 words. It's also rated explicit, but it is only Zane and Louis. All of the previous ones are multiple pairings because it's Louis with each of the other boys at the glory hole. But this one is just Zane and Louis, and it's a private session. The summary reads, Zane books a private session with Louis the day after, and I am so sorry, I didn't even think to look up the pronunciation first, and so I'm going to butcher this, I apologize, Eid al-Fitr, to keep his own personal celebration going. So it's a private session, right, that Zane has booked. But what's really interesting in this is that it references a previous kind of session, I guess, that was Zane with Harry and Louis, and so that was fun. But this private session kind of was for Zane to kind of continue to his celebrations following the end of Ramadan, and basically it's just an excuse for some really, really sexy Zooey smut. And it's funny because I actually had an entire conversation after this one about how I have read several Zooey fics, and I know that I've read some Zooey smut, at least in there somewhere, but I just don't remember having read a lot of it. I feel like most of the Zooey fics that I read are either smut-free or they only reference the smut. We don't really see a lot of it, like, in action. And so it was just really interesting to kind of have this be the basis for one of the only explicit Zooey smut scenes that I could remember reading. So that was kind of fun. And the last fic that I read in completion during the month of May was called Subverting Expectations by Disgruntled Kittenface on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 3,000 words long, it is rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, do you have a cigarette? If Harry thought the question would shock Louis, she would have been wrong. Louis doesn't even look startled, even though it's the first time one of them has spoken. She smirks at Harry in the mirror. We're not supposed to do that anymore, she says, her raspy voice full of mirth, like she's amused at Harry or something. It's bad for the paintings or whatever. And you're not a bad girl, Harry says, turning to face Louis. She leans her hip against the counter, determined to gain both the upper hand and not think about why she wants to. Right? Harry goes to the ladies' room at the Met Gala, expecting a cigarette and a break from the boredom. Instead, she gets Louis. So this fic was just wonderful. It is Girl Direction, famous. It's actress Louis and model Harry, and there are specific looks that they were based off of, and I'm trying to remember whose looks they were. I feel like Louis was based off of Kristen Stewart, maybe? And I'm forgetting the other one. I'm forgetting who hers is based off of. I'm so sorry. You probably know if you're more familiar with fashion stuff than I am, just based off of the mood board, which is wonderful. But it obviously takes place at the Met Gala, and it's like semi-public sex because it's in the bathroom. It's just a lot of flirting and some really, really excellent sexy times for these ladies in that bathroom. And it's followed by the hope for something more. And I am just a sucker for that hope for something more being added into things. It's just really wonderful. I really like knowing that, oh yes, this could have been a one-off, but you know, maybe there's going to be a little bit more. And Harry's hoping for that too. But it's just a lot of fun, the way that it all plays off, and it's just really hot. The attitude that like Louis and Harry both kind of go into it with, and the way that they play it off afterwards as well is just wonderful. Maggie just is great, and this is excellent content, really. I'm next going to talk about the two whips that I was able to keep up with during the month of May, and the first is Oh goodness, I didn't update the word counts. Anyway, these are the updated word counts as of like a week ago or something like that. The first is "The Greatest Thing" by Infinitely Mint on both Tumblr and AO3. It is rated explicit. About 9 out of 10 chapters have posted, and it is about 141,000 words so far. The pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads: Harry looks down on his right hand, then sees nothing, and moves on to the left, and oh, a ring. Or Harry and Louis haven't spoken since the band broke up, when a dangerous combination of Niall Horan, tequila, and an ordained Elvis impersonator makes that the two of them means that the two of them have to embark on their biggest publicity stunt to date together, aka the semi-canon accidentally married in Vegas fic that has been 7 years in the making. This fic is just wonderful. It's a fic that I know that has been worked on by the author for a long time, and I just really, really love how there's aspects of it that are definitely canon and like definitely what we thought could be canon based on like several years ago. And they stuck to it, and it's a really fun world because it's kind of canon divergent at that point. But like the I'm trying to find the words. Okay, so it's obviously famous. It's slow burn. Like slowest of the slow burns. If you know anything about Infinitely Mint's fics, like that's par for the course, really. And it's fake marriage. Except, is it fake marriage? Does it stay fake? That's the whole point of the fake, ladies and gentlemen. And so, yeah, Married in Vegas, just friends to lovers, all the pining and the angst that comes along with a fake marriage fic. That I love fake marriage fics because of all that pining and because of like the kind of angst and frustration of figuring out what's going on. The reconciliation, because, okay, listen, when in this universe, when the band ended, like Harry and Louis were not on good terms. Harry and Zane were also not on the greatest of terms. But sorry, I'm hearing sounds and I'm trying to make sure I know what's going on. Anyway, so Louis and Zane were the ones that were having the bigger issues in this particular fic. And so there was just lots of kind of friendships that had been really close that suddenly became not as close. And since the band had ended, Louis and Harry both had come out, I believe. Yes, I believe they came out separately. And it was just fascinating to read how, like, Harry and Louis had barely spoken to each other, like, for the last few years of the band being together. And then they definitely didn't talk to each other during like their hiatus and up to that point, and like the view of what their solo careers looked like and the way that they kind of managed the friendships, like it made it so that it was super angsty, and Harry just like did not want their friendships, like he missed how they used to be friends and he didn't want them to not be friends, but he didn't know how to fix it either because he thought that it was like just Louis just really hated him, and Harry just could not figure out what he had done wrong to get to that point, and you know, like, why didn't Louis see how much, you know, he wanted to be friends and how much he relied on their friendship and everything else. And Harry had not had an easy go of it. Like, I hurt so bad for Harry in the first few chapters just because he's like so sad and he's just been through a lot. And like Louis has also been through a lot. But he seems to have somehow managed to come through it a little bit better than what Harry had, just because Harry internalized a lot of stuff and it just really messed him up. And so, like, it's really been beautiful to go on this journey with these two characters and see Harry just really be able to, like, mend that relationship with Louis, figure out what went wrong and why it went wrong and how it was all just like such bad miscommunication, and see how he really did also play a part in it, and you know, like how it was really both of them that kind of came in the way of each other and their friendship, but that like they were able to come together now and like repair it. And then like not only that, but like build a real marriage together that like is made to look fake, because I love it. They like, in order to make it look legit, like they have to stay married for a certain amount of time before they can get divorced and everything. And it's just, oh my gosh, you guys, it's been just so much, and it's so good, and it makes you just have so much longing, and you want to bash their heads together and like make them kiss, and they just won't. But like they eventually do. But anyway, it's just like it's been so many feelings, all the feelings really. And then also she like made all of our dreams come true with what she wanted to have happen, and so she'd made it happen. And you'll understand when you read that as I say it, but I don't want to give it away because it is in a later chapter. Like it's at least 100,000 words in. But it's just so good, you guys, and I cannot wait for this last chapter, and it's just going to be great. It's going to be wonderful, and it's definitely my favorite fic by Infinitely Mint now. Like, that's saying a lot because there are several of her fics that I hold in very high regard, but this is my new favorite, and it's not even done yet. So, I definitely suggest picking this one up and reading it. And the second whip that I have been keeping up with, and the second, yeah, sorry, the last fic that I have read. Hold on, let me check something really quick because I'm looking at a note on here and I am not sure that it's correct. And so I want to just make sure that it is before I go giving you guys information that might be incorrect. Okay, I do have it incorrect, that's why. Okay, let me just fix this so that I can say it all correctly. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, so this last fic that I read, or have been reading, I suppose, is called Remember Me Before You by Kings of Everything on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is rated explicit as well. It is, you know what, I think actually she just posted some more chapters since I updated this. So like I said, this is accurate as of like a week ago. But at that time, she had about 31 out of the 39 chapters posted, which made it around 230,000 words so far. It's obviously higher now, but that's where we are at this point. And the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, desperate to find a new place to live after he comes home to find his boyfriend cheating, Harry moves into a loft with three strangers, a new girl AU. Okay, so this fic's been going on for a while, and I believe that I've even talked about it before, but I could be incorrect about that. This fic is just fantastic. It's so funny. If for those of you who are familiar with New Girl, Harry is Jess and Louis is Nick. Niall is Schmidt. Oh no, I forgot his character's name again. Anyway, Liam is the other roommate, and Zane is, oh gosh, what's her name? Cece, I think, the model best friend of Jess. And they are just hilarious. It is basically a super long crack fic, but with feelings. And it's so much. Like, it's clearly like disaster gays all around. They are all disaster gays and bis. Like, it's the biggest nightmare. It's so funny. It's like very clearly like OT4 roommates, OT5 friendship, kind of, sort of. There's a lot of like Zary friendship. And then there's side Zyle, on again, off again, kind of, it's complicated. There's all the pining, and then they finally get together. But are they together? Is Harry and Louis together? Maybe, sort of. There's all sorts of like boyfriends and girlfriends that Harry and Louis have to like work through before they get together. There's just so many disaster situations that they get themselves into and have to get themselves out of, and there's so much miscommunication, and it's like slow burn. Like, it's so slow. Like, were they even together by 200,000 words into the fic? Like, I don't know, but they've been like flirting and pining after each other and building this incredible friendship and relationship the entire time. It's been wonderful. And so this entire fic is like a get together, and then like, yeah, there's breakup and exes to lovers, and there's just so much in this fic. It's just wonderful, and I love it, and it's so great. It's been such a fun way to see how the characters in the TV show, like they are still very distinct people, and you can feel like this is definitely Louis and this is Harry. Like their personalities and who they are as people as we know them to be, they're still present there. But like the way that they have kind of meshed together with the characters from the show is just hysterical to me. Like I cannot stop laughing. Like I feel like I'm constantly yelling at Lauren about how like, okay, I can usually see this, but like this was just so Nick or like whatever, and like seeing the different aspects and the way it plays out, like it's been so thoroughly enjoyable for me as somebody who like is fairly familiar with the show. But even if you're not familiar with the show, I guarantee you this is going to be one of the wildest rides that you ever take on a fic journey. It's just so wonderful. It's very long. It is very long, but it's just so funny, you guys. If you need some really great humor in your life, and you need just a bunch of idiots who are somehow managing to make their ways through life, then this is an excellent fic for you. It's Lauren, so it's wonderfully done, and you just can't go wrong with it. It's so funny. But I have also enjoyed kind of like splitting it up in there because honestly, I think that it would almost be like too much insanity with these characters and all just everything that they go through. It would probably be too much for me if I were to read it all at once. And so I think that reading it in chunks of like, a handful of chapters here and a handful of chapters there is a fun way to read it as well. So if it's a lot of words for you to read all at once, then maybe give that a try. She really does a good job of breaking up the chapters so that they feel like episodes and like you can have a little bit of a break in between them before wanting to come back and figure out what happens next. So definitely a great read so far. I'm really looking forward to the conclusion that's supposed to come this month. All right. So that concludes all the reading that I did in the month of May, but I'm going to just finish up by talking a little bit about the fic that I posted myself as part of Wankfest for this year. The fic I wrote is titled All I Do the Whole Day Through. It's about 7,000 words long. It is not rated, and the pairing for this was also Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Louis reached up and grabbed the ridiculously thick jumper that had the planets all over it and slammed the wardrobe door shut. It was only as he turned around that he realized why Harry's bedroom door had been shut. There was a nest on Harry's bed. But why was Harry using Louis's clothes and items that probably smelled like him in his nest? Okay, so I love the idea of like trying to write a fic for a sexual theme and not actually including the smut in there because I'm me and I think that's hilarious. But also it's a lot of fun and a really cool way to like just go about things in a really creative way and try maybe take things from a different aspect than what you would normally find, and that's something that I really enjoy about fic writing in general. So I participated last year and had a lot of fun with it and wanted to do it again this year. But this year, my writing, I just don't have a lot of time to write right now, with the way that things are in my life at the moment. And so I've been having a difficult time kind of getting the time to get all of my fic ideas out. And I, because of that, hadn't even had time to think about what to write for Wankfest. I'd been re really busy focusing on just Big Bang and 1D Astrofest and just all sorts of things. And so it came the week of the fest, and I was like, oh no, I don't even know what I'm writing. And so I went running to Maggie, disgruntled kitten face, and I was like, I need a prompt for this. Please help me. Help me throw around some ideas to figure out something that might stick and work for Wankfest. I'm not going to write this smut, but like, something that we can like reference it or talk about it or have that be like the key to fixing everything. I don't know. We can make it be literally like whatever. Give me some ideas. And she was just like nesting. And I was like, well, you know how much I like nesting. And so after like talking about it a little bit, she threw a prompt at me. I don't even remember if it came from like a list or what, but it had to do with like roommates with nests, like secret nests. And so we're like, oh my gosh, what if they happen on, and this, like you coming upon it and your scent getting all over it. And so then you have to like figure out how to explain it away or whatever. And while I was trying to figure out what like the basis of all of that would be, because I was like, I don't want to write a uni fic. And for whatever reason, like the way that the prompt had like the way that I read the prompt, it felt like it was originally for like a unific where they were roommates in a dorm or something, and they had to like hide away their nest somewhere other than on their bed. And so I was like trying to figure out how I would make it work, and somehow this was what I came up with. And I had like a whole two writing sessions in order to get it done, and I somehow managed. And I still haven't even had time to go through and do a basic edit, so I apologize for any mistakes that are in there. But I just had so much fun writing it. It was just a lot of fun. I am a sucker for friends to lovers and roommates to lovers. Like, if you haven't noticed by all the pining and the way that I really emphasize the pining on my fic list this month, I just really love it. I love pining a lot. And so naturally, that's what I went for with this. And I had a lot of fun just kind of going into it and looking at, like, maybe not misunderstandings, but like trying to figure out what was going on because they were afraid of the misunderstandings. And just wanting to like not come to the wrong conclusion with everything, but also like my clothes are in his nest. Like, what does this mean? And also like the issue with the scents. I really have a lot of fun with ABO fics because I really enjoy kind of making my own worlds and just coming up with my own rules for the way that things work, since it's all, ABO is like a made up, it's made up anyway. So I get to make up my own details and figure out how I'm going to have it work in this particular fic based off of the story I want to tell. And so the nesting and kind of coming up with the way that scents work around it and all of that was just a lot of fun to play with a little bit and just kind of, find a way to have these guys figure out that they're both idiots and they should be idiots together romantically. So hopefully if you read it, you enjoy it and can kind of have the same amount of fun that I did when I was reading or writing this fic. So there you have it. And that is all I have for you for the month of May. Thank you so much for joining me and for listening. I really just enjoy talking about everything that I enjoy as I read, and all the reasons why all these varied fics that I am able to enjoy are just so wonderful. I have a lot of fun just kind of trying to explain what I saw in the fics that made them such great reads, and hopefully can convince some other people to find some really excellent fics that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise as well. So thank you for listening and for giving me a chance to just kind of prattle on a bit about these, and I hope that you will give me that chance again in about a month. And so for now, toodaloo, and happy reading for the month of June.